Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White of Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation podcast. I am going to dish on my interview today with Kay Fabella. We had a great interview. We even had, you know, not even cutting a blooper reel out. We were just going for it organically and seriously enjoyed our time together. It was a connection that was long overdue. I've known Kay for a couple of years now, but in the world of being connected yet not in real life, you know, that disconnection happens to some degree. And we talked about it after the episode that we're definitely going to make sure we stay connected. But there's people in this world, in this entrepreneurial space, that really truly get it, and Kay's one of them. I would highly recommend grabbing her book and reading a copy of it for the sheer fact that she understands the dark underbelly of entrepreneurialism, whichever word is the best proper word for that. I never promise in the episodes to be grammatically proper. I just promise to be authentically transparent and organic. So you get the words as they come out. You'll notice in our episode, we did that too. Dive in if you didn't. Anyways, there are some people that get it, and there's some people that are still learning. And Kay's one of those really, really in-tune souls that understands, because she went through the journey herself, how very hard it can be as an entrepreneur, but so very enlightening as a person and into being who you are. When we were talking towards the tail end, one thing that I kept thinking of is that her journey and our entrepreneurial journey, and as an entrepreneur in general, really calls you to be a better version of yourself. Not that any other world out there, the corporate world, the job world, the service, you know, working for somebody world, the labor world, the very, very much respect given to all of those. But for the sake of this podcast and the conversation about being an entrepreneur, there is a space inside of being an entrepreneur that is going to call you to be a better version of you. And not just for the sake of doing it, it will weed out those that aren't willing to, at the particular moment, find themselves and bring that story and that message to the world, to make the changes, to be the change maker, to step into a space of unknown, to work towards being that better version of themselves. There are those that aren't ready for it, and then there are those that understand it. Kay's one of those that really get it because she walked that path. And it's refreshing to have conversations in the podcast. I want to back that up. It's always refreshing. Every single interview I do on this podcast is a gift to me. Every single woman entrepreneur I interview on this podcast and will for the future interviews that come is a gift to me. I am grateful. I hold every single one of them in my thoughts and in, you know, that they are able to crush it in their business, that they get the motivation and the encouragement and continue to move forward in putting one foot in front of the other. I hold very, very seriously the time that we spend on each interview. But there are some that are more parallel to where you are at the moment. And that is what this podcast is meant to do. Those are the ones that you're going to be able to learn from. Maybe you're coming into that thought process that something in Kay's interview hits on for you. Maybe you're just like too far away from it. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't see that. But I'm going to hold hope that that exists coming up. Maybe it's a day where you needed to hear her journey. And I believe that nothing is coincidental. It is always purposeful. The day, the time, the space that we have connections, that we have interviews, the time that you're listening to this interview, this wrap up, listening to Kay's interview or any interview we have on the FemNation podcast, at any particular point in time, that was when you were meant to hear that story or that interview. This is all part of the entrepreneurial journey. There is no differentiation and separation between who we are as people and how we walk the entrepreneurial journey. But as Kay said, my goodness, I am just jumping all over this today. But as Kay said, we cannot tie our worth into our business. It's separate. So in our work, in our worth, we have to know what that dividing line is. She was so wise in those words, and I am so grateful to have that on this podcast interview with her, that separating, knowing that those two are not one and the same, is going to help you move from this point to the next. So I encourage you guys to listen to Kay's interview again. If you need to, come back to it. If you need to, listen to other interviews I have with some amazing, amazing women on this podcast. I'm so grateful to every single one of them. And I'm grateful for you listening to this podcast out of all the many that you could, but hearing these stories, hearing these journeys, and really uniting to the FemNation community that does stand out here, where we are putting it all on the table because we are collectively helping each other move forward. So as always, guys, reach out, connect. You can find me all over. Let's have the conversation and keep moving forward every single day. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the FemNation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.